Good morning. It's good to be at God's house this morning. Amen. If you have a copy of God's word this morning, I would ask you to turn with me this morning to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 61 this morning. As I was sitting there and I was studying the word of God this week, prepared all the way up until this morning. Prepared, ready. Come and deliver, thus saith the word of God. And he said, we're going to go somewhere different this morning. We're going to go to Isaiah 61. We're going to read the first four verses, and we're going to ask God to sit down from heaven this morning and saturate this place and do what only the word of God can do. Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. He said not, woe unto me if I work. He said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. This morning I would ask you this morning, is the anointing of God on your life? Is the anointing of God on your life? I have seen, man, I'm telling you, I have seen the anointing of God on people's lives. I've seen people that's wanted the anointing of God. We read in the Bible where they wanted to buy the anointing of God. You said, preacher, how do I get the anointing of God? We must humble ourselves, seek God's face and pray. Ask God to anoint us from on high each and every day in everything that we do. I want to preach a little subject this morning. Is the anointing of God on you? As we read this morning, Isaiah 61 and verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. And the Bible says in Isaiah 61, 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the open of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the wasted cities, the desolation of many generations. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, thy kingdom come. Father God, we ask you to set your kingdom down here amongst us this morning. Lord God, we ask that the Holy Ghost, Father God, sweep through this service. Lord God, it's something to be saved, but it's something total different to be anointed. And Lord God, I'm asking you this morning to anoint this service with your presence, with your power, and with your provision this morning. I'm asking you this morning to do what your word says when we preach, thus saith the word of God, that you'll set the ones that are bound free, you'll bring liberty, you'll bring freedom, you'll bring peace. The ones that are mourning, you'll dry up their tears. Lord God, this morning I pray on the sound of my voice. Lord God, they would not hear me, but they would hear you. Lord God, this is nothing that's been scripted. This is nothing more than nothing less than the Holy Ghost speaking this morning. Lord God, you've appointed this time and you've appointed this place. Lord, I would ask you this morning that you would get honor, you would get praise, and you would get glory in this place. Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the good name of Jesus Christ, the great name of Jesus Christ, the godly name, Jesus Christ. Lord God, you preach this morning, and I pray your people get honor, and they get glory, and they give it right back to you this morning. In Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. The Spirit of God is upon me. Folks, I want you to know this morning, under the sound of your voice, the sound of this voice this morning, I know it's cool out there. I know the wind is blowing out there. And no longer this morning do we sit in a place where of comfort, but we sit in a place of conviction and conversion in our life. And Paul said that when the word of God is preached, he'll draw all men unto him this morning. I've seen men, women, boys, and girls. I've seen them come under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I've seen the Holy Ghost change their life. Can I say to you this morning, when you've been born again, there'll be a change that'll come in your life. Isaiah said that the anointing of God had rested upon him. And I thank God today that the anointing of God does not rest upon us, but it rests inside of us. Can I get an amen? That Holy Ghost this morning, it'll rest inside of you. And I want to share with you this morning a few things this morning that you'll know that the anointing of God is on your life. Hey, have you ever talked to somebody and you said, hey, that individual is anointed? Have you ever shook a hand of an individual and you say, hey, that individual is anointing? Have you ever heard somebody sing and say, hey, they didn't sing that song, they was anointed when they sang that song? Folks, this morning he said in the word of God, I want you to look here with me in verse number 1. There is proof of the anointing of God. There is proof that the anointing of God can be on your life. There's proof that the anointing of God can be right where you need it to be this morning. Look what the Bible says. Isaiah said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And he said, when that Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, it's not only for your good, but it's good for everybody that is around you. Can I get an amen? Hey, this place here, I want it to be an anointed place. These people here, I want us to be an anointed people. I want that in my life, and you want that in your life. I want to see God reach down. I want to see when we pray for people and we lay hands on people. I want to see people healed, don't you? Hey, I want to see when the election comes and we pray to an almighty God and he would move in the way that we know he'll move. Friends, he's called you and I this morning to preach, thus saith the word of God. And look what he says, the proof of the anointing. He says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, or unto the humbles, the ones that are broken, the ones that are bent, the ones that are backward. They need the preaching of thus saith the word of God. They need to know the gospel this morning. They need to know the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There'll be proof when that anointing comes on you. Hey, but I want you to know, there'll be proof this morning when conviction comes on you. Thursday night we was at Broken Lives, and when we got done preaching and the Holy Ghost was stirring lives, Brother Gary stood before him, and as them men started coming, he said, look here, if you're coming for salvation, raise your hand. Friends, this morning them men, they started raising them hands up. Hey, they wasn't ashamed of what they needed. This morning I would ask you a question. This morning, are you ashamed of some things that you need God to do? There's some things that God will do this morning. And he said, when you preach the gospel, you preach that good news, you preach the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, there's some things that it'll do. This morning I would ask you a question. Are there some things that you need the Holy Ghost to do this morning? Is there some things that you need the Holy Ghost to do in your life this morning? As I sat at that funeral yesterday, and I looked at there at them kids, and I seen them kids, their mama, 46-year-old, had left this walk of life to go to another walk. Friends, I want you to know there's people that are hurting. There's people that are broke. And them kids, when they started sobbing, they started at 20-year-old and went to 26-year-old. And I heard them kids break down, and they started crying because they had left their lost their mom. Friends, I want you to know, I thought I had it all together. I thought I had it all figured out. But when them kids broke down, you know what I did? I broke down there right with them. Brandy said, I didn't know if you was going to be able to get through it. And I said, Lord God, hey, I need a touch from heaven. Hey, I need the anointing on me. Hey, to give them kids what they need. Friends, there's a lot going on in the world we live in, and we need Christians to have proof on their life that the anointing of God is on their life. Amen. But look what he says here. He says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Why is it on me, preacher? Why do I have this anointing? Why can I get up and sing and people understand what I'm singing about? Friends, this morning, they ought to be able to feel what you feel. Hey, when I preach, you ought to be able to feel my heart. Hey, but more than that, you ought to be able to feel God's heart this morning. Hey, can I say to you this morning, if your heart's where it needs to be, you'll feel what I feel. And if my heart's where it needs to be, I'll feel what you feel. Can I get an amen? And he said in the word of God, that Spirit is upon me because the Lord God, he hath anointed me to preach the good tidings, to preach the good news. But look what he said. You said, what good news is he giving us, preacher? This morning he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. This morning I want to slow down and give it to you straight. This morning if you're brokenhearted, Jesus Christ will, he'll bind up the brokenhearted. You know, there's a lot of things that, you get this morning. There's a lot of things that a heart surgeon can do in Tupelo, Mississippi. They say over there in Tupelo, Mississippi, there's proof that some of the best heart surgeons in the world work over there at that hospital. And you can go in there and, Brother Harold, you can have open heart surgery, glory to God, and they can fix you. Hey, you can go over there and you can have a stent put in, and glory to God, they can fix you. Hey, but friends, you listen to me this morning. Hey, when you go over there with a broken heart, I'm not talking about a physical, I'm talking about a spiritual. There's not but one man can fix a spiritual broken heart, and that is God Almighty. Hey, if you're broke spiritual, the only body that'll fix that heart will be God Almighty. Hey, I want you to know, in your spiritual heart, hey, no man can put in your spiritual heart. They can't do open heart surgery. They can't put a stent in, but God can. Amen. When you think the blood's not flowing no more and you think you're dry and you're withered up, you know what God can do? He can come in and put a stent right there in that spiritual heart. He can open that heart up and fix what's wrong because he says, look here, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. This morning, if you're brokenhearted, let God mend your heart back. Let God mend your heart back. It's hard to walk around anointed with a broken heart. You got a broken heart, you're not going to walk around under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. When you're broke down, you know what Satan wants to do? He wants to break you down, to silence that anointing, to wash down that anointing, to dilute that anointing in your life. But look what he says as well. He said, he has called me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. To those that are under captivity, he said, I have come to give you freedom this morning. This morning, if you're under, listen to this, if you're under captivity of some yoke of Satan, even though you're born again, God has come to set you free from that in your life. There's a lot of things here that we talk about and we just drill it in the ground. Man, I get tired of drilling it in the ground, don't you? And one thing is alcohol. One thing is drugs. But friends, there's more sins than alcohol and drugs. Can I get an amen? There's more things that bind your life down. Hey, gossip will bind your life down. Uh-oh. Gossip will bind your life down. Hatred in your heart will bind your life down. He said, these things can't be in a Christian. He said, we must be gentle, loving, merciful, graceful, and we must let them things go. Brother J.D., I've not talked to him today, but he said we're not in a battle against one another. The battle is against Satan this morning. And church, we must not be battling one another. We must stand with one another. Amen. Stand on that word of God. Stand with one another. He said he's come to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To them that are bound, you say, I've been saved, but the anointing is not on my life. Folks, I want you to know, you read this word, you study this word, you stay right where God would have you to be, and you will be just like Isaiah. You'll say, the anointing of the Lord is upon me. Folks, this morning I have seen it time and time again, and you have too, and you know this. I know when an anointed man or woman prays for me, and I know when one that's not anointed prays for me. Can I get an amen? Not only do you know when the anointing's not on your life, but another individual knows when the anointing's not on your life. They know when you're bound down. They know when you're there. There's always proof to tell if the anointing is there or if it's not. The anointing of God is something that we don't take for granted. We must thank God for that anointing that is on our life. If you pray believing it's not going to happen, don't even pray. Glory to God. If you say, well, it ain't going to happen anyway, don't even pray about it. But friends, when you come by faith praying, asking God to move in an area of your life, you can go ahead and account God's going to move in that area. He says this, though, not only this, they're proof of the anointing, but there's power in the anointing. He said, what do you mean, preacher? Not only is there proof in that anointing, but there's power in that anointing. This morning, I want you to know that I and you both, if we want the power of God on our life, we must allow Him to anoint us in the way that we want Him to move in our life. What area we want Him to move in our life? If you want proof that God's anointing is on your life, you're going to have to accept the power of God in your life. You're going to have to. If you want the power of the world, the anointing of God will not be on you. The more world you put on, the less anointing you'll get. The more world you put out, the more anointing that'll come. Friends, this morning, the world we live in, the problem is that the Christian don't want the anointing because it comes with some things in our life that we have to lay aside. We have to lay aside every weight that so easily besets us. We have to lay them things to the side to have God to anoint us in our life. And look what He says, if you will, with me in verse number 3. He said, not only is there proof in the anointing, but there's power in the anointing. He said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. You take what's broken, you take what's broke down in your life, you take what's ashes that nobody wants, and God will take them ashes and He'll give you beauty for what nobody else wanted. Can I get a witness this morning? When nobody wanted nothing to do with you, nobody wanted you, you was broken, bent, no good for nothing, Jesus Christ died on Calvary for you this morning. I told this story at Broken Lives the other night, and I was going to use it this morning, but I used it then, but I'll use it this morning, because most of you wasn't there. Can I get amen? Amen. Brother Jerry, Brother Wolfer over there in that convertible car. Well, you better keep that top up, son. You're going to get a sunburn. We're talking about a proof that the anointing of God's on your life, and then the power of the anointing that's on your life. The story was told of an old man, two old men out in the field. And this one old man had a mule. And he had that mule and he had that thing and he had it ready to go. And that mule quit plowing, quit doing what he wanted it to do. And that mule just wouldn't do what it was equipped to do. And by the way, every one of you is equipped with the anointing of God if you'll just allow it to get on your life the way it should be. Amen. And that old man, he said, I don't know what's wrong with my mule. And he was over there hollering and screaming and kicking that mule. He was doing everything you could to that mule, and that mule would not do nothing. It just stood there. It wouldn't move to the right. It wouldn't move to the left. It wouldn't go forward. It wouldn't go back. It wouldn't do nothing. All that mule would do is just sit there. And he told that other old man, he said, I can't get that mule to do nothing. And he went to that old man, went over there and picked up a big old log about as big as that pole right there and wrapped that mule right between the eyes. And he hollered, Jee-haw! He said, that thing paid attention, got going down the road. Started. He said, how'd you make him do that? He said, first of all, I had to get his attention. First of all, I had to get his attention. Folks, this morning, let me give you this. You're not mules, but this morning, you are members of the body of Christ, and there's sometimes in our life that God has to get our attention of what's going on in our life. And He says, there's proof this morning that you need to be bound up. There's proof this morning that you need the anointing of God on your life as a church. And you say, why is that, preacher? If there's one thing COVID-19 has done to this church and the churches across this land, it's removed some things in our life, and it has given us a spirit of fear, and we must refuse that spirit of fear. We must rebuke that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. God has got to get our attention, and He does that by binding us up and letting us be free in Christ Jesus. He said there's proof of the anointing. There's power of the anointing. Look what He says. To give unto them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. You ever thought about that when you mourn and then you have joy? You ever just been mourning all night? Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning light. Have you ever went, whoa, glory to God, I wish you could get a hold of what I got a hold of right now. I wish you'd know what I'm talking about. I wish you'd know that when you lay there and you've prayed all night and you say, Lord God, I can't make it through the night. I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to throw it in. I'm done with it. But then the morning light comes. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. You know what he says? His mercies are new every single morning. Every morning you get out of that bed, you don't have to run on yesterday's grace. You don't have to run on yesterday's mercy, Brother Brian. You run on new grace and new mercy that comes from God Almighty, from Jesus Christ our Lord. And he said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. That's what he said. Look here. He says there's going to be proof, but there's going to be power. I would ask you today, Christian, when was the last time you laid there at night and you cried and you begged God to do something? And then morning light come. You know when everything's right, it's like, man, the alarm clock goes off just too early. When you're living right where God would have you to be, it's like morning light comes so early. But when the devil's got you bound by the throat, it takes morning forever to come. Have you ever laid down and looked at the clock and said, I can't believe it's but 2 o'clock? You know why the Satan wants to keep it at 2 o'clock a.m.? To keep you in darkness, to keep you in defeat, to keep you in despair. But Jesus Christ said, I want you to get this. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is the rose of Sharon. And he said, just as he's going to raise on, just as he arose on that third day, each and every morning of your life, that sun's going to come up. There's going to be a new day. There's going to be a new anointing. There's going to be proof of that. And there's going to be power of that because Jesus Christ said so. So Isaiah said, not only is there proof of the anointing, this morning, folks, we need to get anointing on our life like never before. The old preacher said one time, we got to get our unction back. Every time he preached, we need unction. Brother J.D., we need unction. Hey, just unction. Brother Thad, we need some unction. He said, finally he got in the deacon's meeting. He preached on unction forever. And they got in there and they said, preacher, what's unction? He said, I don't know what it is, but I know what it ain't. He said, I had an old preacher. He didn't have a lot going on for him. He didn't know a whole lot about like myself. But folks, I know when I'm under the anointing and I know when I'm not. But guess what? That ain't only for this old preacher here, but that's for you too. You know when you're under the anointing and you know when you're not. You know when you're under the spout where the glory runs out and you know when you're not. So what I got to do to get there, preacher? You got to get back to where you was. God's not moved not one skinny minute. He's still right where he was. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me give you this morning in closing. Not only the Spirit of God is upon me because there's proof of the anointing, there's power of the anointing, but there's a promise when you get under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. When you get under that anointing of what God wants to do in your life, you become invincible. And I have to be careful right here. The Wednesday night before I got COVID on Friday morning, I preached. There's a hedge around me. Y'all remember that? And I told y'all, when I preach something like that the next couple days, son, old devil's fixing to start slanging it. But there's one thing I learned. I preach, there's a hedge around me. That's what I preach, there's a hedge around you. If you're a child of God, there's a hedge. But even though that hedge is on you, old Satan, he's powerful. He's going to throw things your way, and he's going to do some things in your life. He's going to send some trouble. I always say, a faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. When things come your way, I don't know why Brother Thad and Sister Leah Beth sitting right in front of me this morning. I ain't got a clue, but God knows. When that house burnt, that faith was put to the test. That faith was put right to the test. You could, and this morning they're sitting there in front of me and both of them's got a Bible in their hand. A faith that can't be tested can't be trusted. Folks, this morning, if you had a Christianity that never was tested, never put to the test, how good would it be? How good would it be? He said when you get in this place, there's proof that the anointing is on your life. There's power that the anointing is on your life. But there's a promise that God puts that anointing on your life. Look in verse number 4. He says that, verse number 3, he said it might be called the trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord that he might be glorified. He anoints us that we might grow up as strong, mighty trees. And that the Lord might be glorified when trials come our way. But in verse number 4, there's a promise of the anointing. Look what he says. And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the wasted cities. The desolations of many generations. If there's one thing this virus, I've seen it do. It's tried to take out the old generation. It has. Listen to your news. It says if you're an elder, if you're an older individual, that virus is very deadly. Satan's not crazy. He knows where our strength lies, and it lies in that older generation that's taught us the ways of our father, that's taught us the ways of the book, that has taught us the ways of Jesus Christ, that's taught us the way. I always say this, before you tear a fence down, make sure you know why they put that fence up. In the ministry, in this church, Union Chapel Baptist Church, before we start ripping down any fences, we need to make sure why they put them fences up. Fences is to guard against things, and they're to protect, and they're to keep the enemy out, the wolves out. You know, there's only three kind of animals in the flock. There's the sheep. That's the ones that saved. They're the goats. That's the one we pray get saved. And then the Bible speaks of the wolf. And that's the ones we're trying to kill. You say people? Oh, no. You know who the wolf is? Satan. That's who Jesus Christ defeated on the cross. And he said, I want you to know when this anointing comes on you, there's going to be proof in your life to all generations. There's going to be a power of this anointing in your life to lead you through what you don't think you can get through, because there's a promise that I've made to you. Look what he says. And they shall build the old way. The old ways. The old thing. Look here. And they shall raise up former. Look here. They shall raise up former desolations, things that's been torn down, and they shall repair the wasted city, the desolations of many generations. This morning, I believe the world we live in is waiting on the church to start living like the church. And one way the church starts living like the church is allowing the anointing of God to come on their life. I want to share this morning, and I just got to share it, and he won't mind a bit, I'm sure. If he does, I'll talk to him after the service. Amen. Toot, toot. We went to Broken Lies Thursday. As we went into that place, Brother David Whitaker went. Brother Jerry Gabby, Brother Heath Butler, Brother J.D., Brother Eric Carruth. Maybe leaving somebody out, myself. As we went to that place, I'm going to tell you about a man that's under the anointing of God right now. That's David Whitaker. Not because he's my friend, not because none of that. That won't make the anointing come on him. The anointing's on, man, I'm telling y'all. Y'all listen to me this morning. If you don't get nothing else, the anointing's on that man. And I seen it Thursday night. He begged and pleaded to get off work, and Sister Kim made it possible for him to get off work and be able to go with us to Broken Lies. See, God's got pieces and puzzles that he can put to place. He can take your, I'm talking about when you're under the anointing, he'll use your boss to line it up where you can get off work when you're under the anointing. See, he had a fire, he had an unction from heaven to go and spread the gospel. I told him when we was on that way, he said, we was in the truck together for him back there. He said, what do we do when we get over there? I said, we just tell him about Jesus. And I said, if you want to, you can. But if you don't want to, that is fine. We got to Broken Lies, folks. And Brother Jerry Gabby got up, sung a song. Man, he laid the word down there to them men. Brother Heath Butler got up, and he done the same. And as David was sitting over there, you know how like you got an old dog and you say, sick him. Maybe y'all don't have an old dog. You don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe you got a new dog. You need to teach him, sick him. Man, he is sitting there like an old dog ready to sick him. He was rocking back and forth. He was patting that foot. Now, I was supposed to look at him, gave him the go-ahead. But you know what? You don't have to give a man the go-ahead when the Holy Ghost done gave him the go-ahead. And he got up, and he got to rocking on that pulpit area that he was at. And he started telling them some things in his life. In his testimony, but immediately when he was speaking, you could see where the anointing of God popped in. He started telling things that he would not have told nobody else, but they started stringing the heart cords of them men. It started answering questions in their life. And there was something that David kept saying over and over and over and over again. If he said it one time, he said it a million. And he said this, I knew something was missing. I knew something was missing in my life. And because something was missing in my life, could that affect somebody else in their life? He said, oh yes, it can. Yes, sirree, it can. If this morning you're not under the anointing of God this morning, allowing Him to lead your life, Christian, you listen to me this morning, it's not only affecting you, but it's affecting everyone you come in contact with. Every single person that you come in contact with, when you're not letting the Spirit of God lead you, will affect them. And he got done speaking. We gave an altar call. And that altar filled up. And there were several men gave their heart to Jesus. Because I seen one man that hadn't been saved but 2 months, David. 2 months on that day. The day we went had been 2 months. And I was there. I heard Brother Gary say, we need one more man to lead somebody to Jesus. Brother Eric was done hitting there, son. He done had two there. He was leading them to Jesus. Brother JD done had one wrapped up. Brother Heath done had one. Brother Jerry done had one wrapped up. And I said, who is it going? And I said, Lord God, I'm just going to stay right here. He said, I need one more man to lead somebody to Jesus. A man that ain't been saved but 2 months. Got into an old-timey altar. And showed a man how to meet an old-timey God. He said, why is that, preacher? Because that man, instead of running in the world, at that moment of his life, he was running under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Not for 1 second did he back up. He jumped in that altar with that Bible, and he led that man to Jesus Christ. And I want to say this to you this morning. If you've been somewhere, you ought to be able to lead somebody to that place. If you've been there in your life, you ought to be able to lead somebody to that place in your life. As he led that man to Jesus, and that service was over, I said, Lord God, David, high school friend, best friend, I said, Lord God, that anointing that you got on his life, Lord God, keep that anointing on my life. Lord God, put that anointing on everybody's life. Keep it on everybody's life at Union Chapel, that we be soul winners. Lord God, keep that anointing on Sister Kim so when he wants all, she makes a way. He said, preacher, there is no way. There is a way when God wants it done. There is a way. He is the way maker. He is the one that heals the broken hearts. He's the one that sets the captive free. I go around this place and I say, who's been set free? It don't matter what you've been set free from. You've been set free. You've been set free. Amen. This morning, I want to ask you one question. Is something missing in your life? When was the last time you was under old-timey Holy Ghost anointing? When was the last time you was under the anointing? Is there proof in your life that you've ever been under the anointing? Has there ever been a time you've been under that power, that anointing, that you felt like you could storm the gates of hell in the name of Jesus? You know what I believe is going on right now? The gates of hell is trying to storm us. And instead of pushing back, we're cowering down when we should be pushing back. Has there been a time that you've seen that proof and you've seen that power? Folks, this morning, God's promised that to you. Not only to a preacher, but He's promised that anointing to everybody that's under the sound of my voice. This morning, I pray when you leave this place, you're on shouting ground. I know I am. Son, I know I am. Mama called me last night and said, you watching the game? I said, Mama, I'm done in the bed. You done asleep? What's wrong with you? I knew I had this morning to come to. I didn't want the outcome of some ball game to affect the anointing that God has put on my life. Lord God, this morning, I ask Him this morning to do this to you this morning. I pray this, I speak this on you this morning. He said, you can't do that. Read your Bible. Whoa, glory, hallelujah. Read your Bible. You got power. JD, you got power. Connor Robinson, you got power. Ladies back there in the back, y'all got power. Brother Travis, you got power on your life. Man, you got power. And I speak this on your life this morning to everybody that's here, that God would anoint you this week There'd be proof in your life this week that the anointing of God's on you. You'll see it. It'll be evident. That power will be just like it needs to be. And you can say, Lord God, I knew it was going to be because you promised it to me. This morning, if that anointing is not on your life the way you want it to be, come up here and pray. Don't pray for it. If you're saved, don't pray for salvation. Just pray, God, just keep that anointing on me. Lord God, that when I shake somebody's hand, they know that ain't the regular kind of handshake they usually get. It ain't a secret handshake. Can I get an amen? It's a spiritual handshake straight from heaven. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. Lord, I praise you for your good, good mercy. I praise you that there's a Father in heaven. Oh, Lord God, you hear our prayers. You hear our needs. You hear everything that we got going on. Lord, I'm praying this morning for the anointing to fall on this place at Union Chapel. Lord God, I am praying that we get more in love, more in touch with you. You can't get no more in love with us. You can't. When you sent Jesus to the cross, you proved it all right then. But Lord God, I pray this morning there's be more proof in our life this coming up week that we love you. There'd be more power this week in our life that we love you. And we stand on that promise that you never change and you never leave us and you never forsake us. And Lord God, that anointing we pray this morning you put on every person in this place. I ask it in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. It's in Jesus Christ's name we ask and do pray. All of God's people did say, amen. I ask you to